This is Dollar Collapse, your ringside seat for the global economic crisis. To get the full story, go to dollarcollapse.com.
Hi, everybody. It is Tuesday, December 20th. This is John Rubino from dollarcollapse.com. And we've entered a really interesting part of the financial and business cycle lately. We're now in the blow-off phase of yet another asset bubble. And because I'm old and because I've been in finance for quite a while, this is very familiar territory. So I'm going to start by doing something unusual here and talking about myself rather than the markets to tell a couple of stories that relate to this subject. Back in the 1990s, I was a tech stock columnist for thestreet.com, which was a very hot financial website back then. And clearly by 1998, the dot-coms were in a bubble and everything related to them was grossly overvalued. And a lot of my writing reflected that. You know, I was kind of the resident bear on that website beginning in 1998 and continuing through 1999 and 2000. And it was early. You know, even though it was clearly a bubble in 1998, the market had one more huge run in it. And tech stocks basically doubled from the point where they were clearly a bubble during 1999 and part of 2000. So the blow-off phase of that bubble was very instructive because it looked like it would be impossible, and it happened anyhow. Then in the middle of the 2000s, I had written a book titled How to Profit from the Coming Real Estate Bust, because housing in the US and the financial instruments related to it were clearly in a bubble again. But the bubble went on for another couple of years after that, with housing stocks going through the roof and the big banks getting more and more expensive and things that shouldn't have been able to go up continuing to go up. The bubble didn't burst until mid to late 2007. So a market where we hit extremely high valuation levels and just keep going is familiar to people who have lived through those past bubbles. So here's what's happening today. Panicked governments around the world are creating too much currency. That money has to go somewhere, and it's pouring into an asset class that has been going up. In other words, liquidity chases hot markets. It ignores markets that haven't been going up and pours into whatever has been rising. And in this case, it's, at least from our point of view in the US, it's US equities that have been going up. So that's where the final blow-off stage of this bubble is taking place. The process is psychological as well as financial. You know, people who would normally look at valuations and make rational decisions based on PE ratios and dividend yields and things like that basically throw caution to the wind. They just decide that, hey, this stuff is going up and there are all these reasons why it's going to keep going up. So let's just buy it at whatever price. That's what's now happening in US equities. So you get, when this happens, a blow off top where the bubble assets price goes vertical for a while. The chart that should be attached to this podcast shows what has happened in the S&P 500. You can see that it spiked in the late 1990s and then crashed. Spiked again in the mid 2000s and then crashed. And then has been going up gradually for the decade following the 2008-2009 financial crisis. And now it's gone vertical. It's just spiking in the aftermath of the election of Donald Trump, as if that can matter in any way to equity prices. The result is that valuations are now at levels that guarantee a crash out there somewhere in the future. The other chart that you should see in this presentation is cyclically adjusted price earnings ratio for the S&P 500. That shows how much you have to pay to get a given dollar of a company's earnings. And as the chart illustrates, it's spiked up above 30. In other words, you got to pay $30 to get a dollar of earnings from a typical S&P 500 company. In 1929, just before the stock market crash that ushered in the Great Depression, and then it spiked again in the 60s, and then really spiked in the 1999 tech stock bubble, which was kind of an aberration because that was a bubble where the hot asset class was largely dot-coms that didn't have any earnings. So you can't calculate a PE ratio for companies that don't have earnings. It really distorts it. Then it went back up above 25 in the housing bubble, plunged again, and then now it's back up to levels that are slightly higher than what we saw before the last stock market crash. historically speaking, you know, in other words, if history matters anymore, and if this time it's not different after all, then we're due for a major correction in financial assets in general and U.S. blue chip stocks in particular. So 2017 should be a year like 2008 or 2009, you know, really stressful year for the financial markets as these incredibly overvalued stocks go back down to more rational levels. Now, at the other end of the spectrum is gold. That's an asset that had a huge run post 2008, 2009, peaked in 2011, 2012, and then has been trailing off ever since. So where people are grossly over-optimistic about stocks, they're over-pessimistic about gold, because gold is sort of the mirror image of financial assets like equities. It's the place you hide out when you're nervous, whereas stocks are the place where you jump in when you're excited. So gold isn't too far from its cyclical low, which means that when the bubble bursts in equities, the money that people are pulling out of stocks has to go somewhere. Some of it will go into cash, of course, but a fair bit of it will go into gold and silver, which are basically forms of money that governments, when they panic because of a stock market crash and start trying to inflate away the currency, can't affect. You know, they can't make more gold. So gold is going to have a stable supply, while the supply of fiat currencies will go through the roof when governments try to counter the coming stock market correction. So you would expect that gold and silver will go up relative to financial assets in the year ahead. And I'll go out on a limb and say that 2017 is going to be one of those years, you know, like 2000 and 2008, when everything just kind of blows up on the people who thought that this time was different and valuations don't matter, and that capital will flow out of financial assets like equities. In other words, we'll have an equities bear market, and it'll flow into precious metals, which means that gold and silver should at least hold up and probably do much, much better than certainly blue chip equities and growth stocks, and very possibly junk bonds and maybe even government bonds. So there's a good chance that precious metals will be the best performing asset in the year ahead. So with that in mind, pay attention to what happens over the next few weeks as this blowout phase in equities finally runs its course. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Dollar Collapse. For regular info and updates throughout the day, go to dollarcollapse.com.